views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Everybody, with Sky and Artie, and we're the dynamic duo. Sky, if somebody wants a personal reading from you, whether it be a party or whether it be a private read, what number should they call?
908-500-1474. And I also do parties as well, guys. I just did a party. It was beautiful. Very successful. Everybody was thrilled. Party, what's your number?
My number is 877-ANGEL-02, 877-ANGEL-02. And yes. Sky and I,
I just wanted to give the audience out there our number so that they could call in for a little mini reading like we did for Rose and Jody. Our number is 800-930-2819. And we'd love to hear from you because just like Rose and Jody, we could, you know, help you straighten out things that you know in your heart are right, but you need a little bit of help from the spirit world to confirm that you are right. Or they can tell you, well, you should think of this, but do that. So please give us a call at 800-930-2819. We'd love to hear from you.
Basically, what she's trying to say is we'll help you get your crap together.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
See that? She said all those words.
I miss you. Right? I miss you, man.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I have nobody to punch. I have nobody to pinch. I'm like sitting all by myself.
Aww. Wait, everyone. Get out the violin. She has her own animal farm out by her with all the dogs that you've got. You got what, four dogs?
Four. I have
four dogs. And she lives around a horse farm and stuff, so she's got a beautiful place. You do. You have a very, very nice place.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I love dogs. You love dogs, too. You can't
not love dogs.
There's something about spiritual people and animals. I don't know. I love animals. I love horses. Oh, my God. I love horses, and I love dogs.
You want to know something, though? A lot of people love the concept of owning a dog because they're filled with unconditional love and they're very playful and it's something to come home to. And, you know, and they're very loving. And when you're relaxing, they're right there. The only thing is what people forget is that you have to give them care just like a child. You can't just up and go for vacation until you get your dogs taken care of.
They're a commitment. They're a big commitment. Let me tell you something, though.
Huge commitment.
You know what? The commitment. What?
It's a huge commitment.
I just want to tell you one little thing that my big dog, my 250-pound Mastiff, did last night. Now, this is like a pony, okay? He takes his blanket, the big blue blanket that I have on his cage. He takes the blanket, pulls it off the cage. Now, mind you, folks, this is a quilt from my bed that he owns now because he loves it. So he took it off my bed. So now it's his. It's a thin quilt. It's usually on top of his cage. He takes it off his cage last night. I'm laying on the couch watching television. He brings it to me right where my head is. He makes himself a nest with it, and he goes to sleep right by me with his paw touching my hand because my hand was laying off the couch. And he's, like, touching me with his paw, and he falls asleep. I mean, that is unconditional love. This is like...
That's beautiful.
This is like a toddler. Yeah. I mean, how do you not love an animal that does these things? I mean, nobody tells him to do it. Nobody tells him to make himself a nest near his mommy and go to sleep because he loves his mom.
Well, I got news for you. Even that would be impressive. If you could tell a dog to do something like that and he does it, that's just as impressive.
Let me tell you something, honey. We'd be millionaires.
Yeah.
Right?
Really?
Hey, listen, Harley, go get me a glass of tea. Go in the kitchen and get me a muffin.
There you go. Get my clothes. Get my paper.
Yeah. Do me a favor. Get me the shoes, the blue one, by the door.
Okay, Mom.
When it comes to having animals, I love animals, but what I did was, because I'm not physically home that much, I ended up getting a bird, because a bird didn't need my bird didn't need as much of my physical time. Although he wanted me around a lot, you know, and I did feel guilty about not being around as much. But I leave the radio on, I left him with toys and stuff. But I understand that
I had a bird.
And then when you're home. Yeah. You do need to spend some kind of quality time with them, too, because they do have feelings.
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
So they do need to be nurtured.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, my God. I had a blue-faced Amazon parrot. Her name was Coco. And she used to sing opera. And she also used to sing "The Sun Will Come Out Tomorrow." And I'll tell you why. Because when we got her, my last daughter, Vanessa, who's getting married on the 31st of October, she would not stop watching Annie. So she learned how to sing the song, "The Sun Will Come Out Tomorrow." Then she used to turn around and scream, "Vanessa! Vanessa!" Because she used to hear me calling her. So in the middle of the day, you'd hear, "Vanessa! Vanessa!" And my daughter Vanessa would run, "What, Ma?" "No, it was the bird."
I had a yellow naped Amazon, and he was just as talkative and sounded like a human being when he talks. And
yes.
It was amazing.
Yes, they sound like stalkers. They actually sound like the person that speaks to them the most. They actually mimic your voice. You know?
The yellow napes, they won't, or the nape birds, they just won't imitate what you're saying, but how you say it. And sound effects also.
Yes, yes, yes. We had a water truck that used to come bring us fresh water. And when she saw the truck or heard the truck, she used to go, like the backup sound that the truck makes when it backs up. And then during the day, she would start. So we figured out, oh, my God, she's mimicking the truck. She was unbelievable. The vocabulary on this bird, you would not believe. I took her to work with me. I put her in my office. And I had James Cagney, those old movies on to keep her occupied. Because she used to sing "The Sun Would Come Out Tomorrow" at any time. I could be on the phone with somebody, a client, and she would just start singing. So I had to keep her occupied. So she'd listen to these old-time movies. And one day I had a cleaning girl, and she calls me up, and she says, Miss Sky, I can't work here. I just heard somebody say, "Come out with your hands up. Come out with your hands up," in a man's voice. And I said, oh, my God. I said, "No, Edie, that's the bird."
That's too funny. Hey, Sky, listen.
God's on his truth. Yeah.
Listen, we got to go to a commercial break already. So, and listen, I'm going to need for you to finish off this show because I'm with my family in the Jewish holiday, so I hung on as long as I could. So, but I want to thank you, for being such a wonderful partner. And I love you too, and I know you'll be able to entertain the audience for the next 45 minutes. So stick around, everybody, and Happy New Year to everybody who's listening. Happy New Year to all our Jewish friends and family, and You know, so stick around because now Sky will be back right after this commercial break.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the new mainstream in radio.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com. Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel, except our beloved Artie has left us right now, and he's going to continue to enjoy the Jewish holiday with his family in Massachusetts. I think that's wonderful that he had the opportunity to visit with family, especially so far away, you know? And he's having a great time. He's such a lovely person. You know, unless you meet Artie, it would be a crime if you could have the opportunity to meet Artie and you pass it by. It would be an atrocity because he's such a great guy. The way he is on the radio is actually the way he is in person. He's such a genuine, loving, kind, and very understanding person, you know? And I was very fortunate to have met him. And it was only by a fluke that I did meet him, you know? Since I'm here alone today, and since we did speak about the topic already, I think I'd like to share with you a little insight on how Artie and I met. Because I don't know if anybody actually knows the story. One night, I went to sleep as usual, and I've always had this gift. I've always had the gift of speaking with spirit. And a lot of people have this gift out there, and they don't realize it. By that, I mean sometimes you hear in your head thoughts. They're in your own voice. They're in your own brain pattern. It's just like you're thinking, like the way I get it is it seems as though I can, I used to call it a split mind. I didn't know what it was when I was little. I couldn't explain it properly. And I used to tell my mom, I used to say, you know, I can say something and hear something at the same time. And she would say, okay, don't tell anybody, honey. So she actually put like phobia in me that this was something that wasn't normal. But as I got older and the things that I heard from spirit related perfectly to other people, I knew that this was a little more than me just being crazy. Because the first time I said something to someone, it was when this lady had just lost her husband. And I didn't know this. And I was with my grandmother, and I said to my grandmother, and they never told me anything. I said to my grandmother, this lady's husband wants to talk to her. And my grandma said, oh, no, 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 Sky. He's passed away. I said, I know he's passed away. Okay, he's passed away, but he still wants to talk to her. And she said to me, oh, really? Well, my grandma had the gift. So she says, okay, well, where is he? So I said, well, he's right behind you. And he's telling me to tell her that he had an insurance policy and it's underneath shoe boxes in the closet in their bedroom, in his section of the closet. So I gave this message to this woman. My grandmother allowed me to do this. And sure enough, they found the policy. And it came to this woman at such an amazing time because she needed the money desperately. So from that moment on, I think I was about 9 at the time, maybe 8 or 9. So, you know, at that point, they realized they had a gift. They realized it. And my mom was like, she was like always a little afraid of it, but she accepted it for what it was. And then she would question me or grill me. She would drill me, actually. But anyway, I really never gave it any mind. I never paid it any mind. I just knew things. And my spirits were kind enough to allow me to have the benefit of controlling my thoughts, my own self. In other words, what I mean by that is telling me, no, Sky, don't go down that road. Go down this road. If you go down this road, this is what's going to happen. If you go down this road, this is what's going to happen. And they gave me the opportunity to choose. And sometimes I got pissed off because I wanted to make a mistake. I wanted to have my free will. And, you know, it was always fun to do the wrong thing because I wanted to be like my friends. And I wanted to do something that was mischievous or something that was wrong. But 9 out of 10 of the times I did listen. In fact, they told me when I was dating my husband that this, don't mess up because this is the guy you're going to marry. And actually, we only knew each other for 3 months. And that was 42 years ago, so I guess they told me the truth. But there's a lot of you guys out there who probably experience the same thing. And you think maybe you're crazy or you're afraid of it. And you really should not be. Don't be afraid of this. This is an amazing gift. And it helps so many people. And I'm going to give you a for instance. Well, anyway, I was getting to how we met already. One night, I had a dream. And in this dream, and it didn't even feel like a dream, to tell you the truth. And I can't even explain that. It felt like I was there. It was like I was absolutely there. And I was standing in this dark, very dark, dark, dark place. There was no light, nothing. The only light I saw were millions and millions and millions of people to my left. I can't even fathom how many millions of people there were. If you would take the planet and look to your left side, you would see the entire planet covered with people. They were so deep in that when you got halfway through that crowd, I would see them as tiny little reflections of light, like on a candle. And when I looked to my right, I saw a line of people waiting to say hello to me. Well, they started to say hello, each one of them, and they started coming to me and saying hello. And then they started to come faster and faster and faster. When I looked to my left, right by my side, there was a man standing there. He was a Vietnam vet. And he was dressed in Vietnam combat clothes, and he was impaled. He had a bayonet through his belly, and he looked at me and he said, "Please help me go home." And I never told that to Artie. In fact, I think I did tell that to Artie, but we didn't discuss that much. But anyway, these faces kept coming and coming and coming until they were whoosh, whoosh, one after the other, one after the other. And it became very overwhelming to me. And I couldn't understand why this was happening. So I asked God, I said, "God, please, Jesus, make this stop, because this is getting crazy now. I'm starting to get nervous." So out of that black came a crack. It literally looked like a zigzag crack, and the crack opened up, and this light appeared. And as this light shone down, they started waving goodbye to me, and they started leaving. With that, I wake up, and I'm in a pool of perspiration, like I just bathed. So I went downstairs, I was on the couch. So I went into the bathroom, and I washed my face, and I dried my hair, because it looked like I took a shower. And I was compelled at that moment to call either a spiritual healer or to call somebody like a medicine person, or to call a psychic or to somebody, so I could share this and let them tell me what this was all about, because I really wasn't certain. So that day I had called my sister, and she gave me a telephone number. And every time I dialed this number, it would ring once and then it would go dead. I did that 4 times. So I said, well, somebody doesn't want me to speak to this lady. So then I went to a friend of mine's place, and I was there on to pick up something, and she said, "Oh, my God, you look like crap." I said, "If you had the night I had, sweetheart, you'd look like crap, too." So I explained to her what happened, and she handed me Artie's card. After she handed me Artie's card, she said, "Leave him a message. He won't pick up. Leave him a message. Give him your name and your phone number, and he'll get back to you in a few days." Well, as I left her place, I sat in my car, and I called him, and he picked up on the first ring, believe it or not. I was speaking to him and telling him what I just told you for not 3 minutes when he said to me, "I have been praying you in. Would you like to be on my radio show as my host? You are an amazing psychic." I said, "Would you say that again, please?" He said, "You are a God-given psychic. You are amazing." And he says, "I would love for you to be on the show." So I said, "Okay." I says, "We'll meet." So we met. And, you know, Artie made me read a little bit to him. And everything was perfect. And that's how we began. That's how our friendship began. And believe me, it wasn't only, you know, a partnership. It became a friendship. And that's the kind of guy Artie is. He's a wonderful friend, and I'm so happy to have met him. And I thank my spirits for that. But right now, guys, we're going to have to go to a commercial break. I'd just like to give you our number so you can call in. It's 800-930-2819. And I'd love to hear from you, because I'd like to find out if anybody else out there has had these little encounters, and if they do frighten you, or if people do think you're crazy, or if maybe you're afraid to tell somebody about them. So we'll be back in just a moment.
read of a lifetime. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura. It will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the best in talk radio.
Welcome back, everybody, to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. And that's me, Sky. We had Artie on for half the show, and today he is observing Jewish holiday, Rosh Hashanah, which is the new year with his lovely family. And he is all the way out there near Boston, Massachusetts. And he's having a great time. We're all happy for him. And before we went to the station break, I was explaining to you how Artie and I met. And, after Artie and I met and became friends and we were on the radio together, I felt very honored that, he would, first of all, put me on the radio and actually have the faith in me. And I said to him, why would you have the faith in me? You hardly even know me. He says, because my spirit, his guides and his spirit gave him that. And he taught me a big lesson. Because I very rarely, shared only with people that I knew, I never advertised. I mean, I read for a lot of people, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people, but I never advertised anything. It was always word of mouth and things like that. And because I didn't do it on a daily basis, and don't forget, I've been doing this since I'm like 8 to till 7. You know, I did have a lot of people that knew that I did this, but I always kept it on the QC. But my point was that I should have had more confidence in myself, and I didn't. And Artie taught me to have that confidence in myself, and that is a tremendous gift. And, you know, I want to share that with you, because what Artie said to me was, you are the best you are, and that's how Creator made you, and you should never second-guess yourself. So if you guys out there are feeling that you're having spiritual moments and you can't explain them, or you don't believe they're happening, you know what? They really are happening. People don't understand. You actually have so many encounters with the other side daily, you wouldn't believe it. Even, you know, sometimes when we lose a loved one, we'll see different patterns in our life occur. Like sometimes our lights will flicker. Sometimes we'll find feathers. Sometimes we'll find butterflies following us. And, you know, if you're observant, you'll see this. But if you're not observant, you're going to miss it. And sometimes they blatantly come to us in our dream time to contact us. And sometimes as we're praying for them, they come to us. And that leads me into a story that I'd like to share with you that just happened to me on Tuesday. My granddaughter, my oldest granddaughter and I decided that we were going to go to see my son at the cemetery. And we get there and we park the car. Now, the cemetery is such that there's only one lot, and it's actually facing my son's grave. So we walk over to his grave. He's kind of like in the middle, and he's like maybe, he's like the last row. There's nobody, there's one row in back of him. And then he comes, and then there's like a big wide opening, and then there's another set of stones. Well, we stood there and we talked to him for a while. Not that he was there, but he's probably standing right next to me. But anyway, we spoke to him and we said some prayers. And then we, you know, I wanted to show her the stone. She never had seen the stone before, and she was curious. And, you know, showing her, I put some feathers on the stone because he always comes to me. I always know it's when he's around when he leaves me feathers. So I put that on his tombstone. So as we're leaving, I get halfway to the car, and I feel somebody tapping me on the shoulder. So I turn around. I thought there was someone behind me, and there wasn't. And as I turned around, I see this lady sitting right across from my son's grave, which I didn't even notice because my back was to her, sitting in a freshly closed grave with beautiful funeral flowers all over this mound, all over the grave mound. And I heard in my head, she just lost her young son, young teen son. So I get into my car anyway, and I'm sitting there in my car, and I know that they want me to go talk to her. And I'm saying, you know, well, she just lost her son. I mean, she still has the flowers on his grave from the funeral. Do I go? Should I not? Should I bother her? You know, this is a very touchy kind of situation. And they kept not making me move. I couldn't move. I could not turn the car on. I turned the car on, and I'm going like 1 mile an hour. And my granddaughter says, "Dad, what's wrong?" I says, "Ray, I think we have to go back." So I get to the, she says, "Why?" So I'm driving to the gate, and I get to the gate of the cemetery, and I just froze. I could not move. I could not leave that cemetery. So I made a U-turn. I went back. I went back, and I see her still sitting there, and I said, "Ray, this lady just lost her young son, young teen, like 18 years old. I said, and I have to go back. My spirit world was telling me I need to go talk to her. So I did. I walked all the way back. She noticed that I was coming back. And she was sitting on the floor. And I introduced myself to her. And I didn't tell her I was a medium at all. I just told her that, you know, my name is Sky. And I said, I see that you lost your son. Now, mind you, there's no gravestone. There's nothing to indicate that's her son. And she's so boggled with grief, as I was, that she didn't even question that. So she says, yes, I did. I says, was he about 18? She says, yes, he was 18. I says, I'm so sorry. And, you know, she was a mess. And, you know, I could relate to that because I had the same situation. So I said to her exactly that. I says, listen, I says, I know how you're feeling. And I know a lot of people have told you that, but I want you to know that I lost my only son, too. I said, he wasn't my only child, like this is your only child, but he was my only son. And I said, I do understand how you're feeling. And we spoke. We spoke for about 2 hours sitting on the floor next to his grave, and his name was Matthew. And if any of you out there are religious enough or would like to say a prayer for Matthew and Michael, please go ahead. Feel free to do that, because prayers are always acknowledged and always loved and accepted. So we spoke for a while, and I explained to her, and she was telling me, does the pain ever go away? And I said to her, you know, you will always, in your heart, have a hole. You will always miss your child. You will always cry for him. But it gets more tolerable as time goes on. She says, and believe me, this was the same thing that happened to me, folks. She said, as soon as I open my eyes in the morning, I feel the pain in my body, and I throw up. I said, my dear, I had the exact same reaction. When my eyes opened, it was the end. It was the end of my day. It was the end. I was sicker than sick. And, of course, I was throwing up, and I was sick, and I was crying all day, and she was doing the same thing. And, you know, I'm not saying this to be morbid. The reason I'm saying this is because there's so many people out there that feel that they're alone in their situations, and they're not. And she said to me, you know, after I spoke to her for about 2 hours and we compared notes, and she says, is this ever going to go away? I said, the physical pain will go away and you will have good days. You will have days when you will remember him in love and fondness and the silly little things that he did. And you'll be happy and you'll be smiling and you'll be laughing. And there's going to be days that you're not going to be so happy, and it's going to hit you all over again. But as time passes by, those days will get fewer. And you'll remember the beauty of your son, and you'll start to celebrate his life instead of mourning it. And she said to me, I think that God sent you to me today. I mean that. She says, God sent you to me today. She says, because I was going to do something stupid. And I dropped it. I just left it at that. So God works in a mysterious way, folks, and I was very blessed. I was blessed to be able to help that lady through the hardest thing that she will ever have to go through in her entire life. And you know something? Not only she got the blessing, but I did. I feel like I was tremendously blessed. And if any of you have any stories you'd like to share with me, I'd love for you to call in. The number is 800-930-2819. What am I saying? Okay, we're going to go to a commercial. We'll be right back.
Oh, darling, please believe me.
Tune in into the Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura, it will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
You've been listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the new mainstream in radio.
Welcome back, everybody, to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is with his family today for the Jewish holidays. He was with us at the beginning of the show, the first half. And now, as sundown approaches, the big meal comes out, that lucky sucker. I know that Jewish people make a beautiful, big, big meal today, like a feast. And usually they have matzo ball soup and breast of veal and kugel and simis and all those delicious delicacies that they prepare, and noodle pudding. And I know this because my husband's dad was Jewish. So I was able to see many cultures in my life, which really helped me with my gift as well. I was very fortunate and I was very blessed to meet many different cultures and see how they enjoyed their holidays and saw their beliefs. And I got a lot of insights on many different spiritualities, many different religions, which I thought I was very blessed to have that opportunity. And I know that the Jewish people, they have a delicious meal tonight. And they break the challah bread. Let me get that right, folks. Golly, Brett. They taught me that, like, immediately. I had to pronounce that word, like, I had to get that in there. So, I mean, this is like a delicious twisted bread. It was like an egg bread, and it's a twist on the top, and it's a loaf, and it's absolutely delicious. And when you slice it, it's like a yellowish color inside because it's like made with eggs, and it is to die for. I buy it sometimes around here in the Jewish areas, and I make French toast with it, like on Sunday morning. It is to die for. It's delicious, and we make it with cinnamon, and we make it with the eggs and egg batter, and it is so good. And tonight, they're going to have that too. They're going to be eating well. So, Artie, I'm extremely jealous that you're having this wonderful meal, and I'll probably be eating a ham sandwich because I'm too lazy to cook, unless my darling husband will cook. And tonight is my granddaughter's birthday, my little one, Miranda, who is my second daughter's firstborn. And she's 3 years old today, folks. I cannot believe that little angel is 3 years old today. She is an absolute doll and bright. Oh, she's as smart as a whistle. She's a doll. So smart. Oh, you know, I think that they're making children much brighter these days. As we evolve mentally, the children get smarter, and it's the truth, and they mature faster. My 11-year-old granddaughter, she looks like she's like 15 already, body-wise. She's beautiful. Long, beautiful legs, beautiful little figure. Unbelievable. But, of course, she is age-appropriate. She thinks like an 11-year-old, and I love her for that because her mom and I have been raising her along with my husband, and we have been, I'm a firm believer of age-appropriate raising, because you know what, kids, they get too much information too quick, and because they're so naive, they take that information and they get themselves in trouble with it. So age-appropriate information and television too, age-appropriate television is very important for your children. I mean, you think that it doesn't have any effects on them? Well, it does. When they're looking at pictures that are showing sex and violence, you know, they're thinking that this is the right way that people should act. And it's not. And we all know that. So, you know, I try myself. I don't just tell everybody this. I do it myself. I try and censor what the kids hear and what the kids see on television. Very important. I would rather them be a young 11 than be an old 11. Because when you're an old 11, what are you going to do when you're 15? Think of marriage? Come on. I don't want them to get into trouble. And I have a beautiful grandson, too, that lives with me. And he's 8 years old. And he is also very age appropriate. He plays baseball. Oh, my God. He is so fantastic. He's 8 years old. He's got about 9 trophies already. He is amazing. And I attribute that to the way we raise them. And it's so important, like I said, to make them age appropriate. They read. They don't always go on their electronics. We don't let them go on electronics constantly, because I believe that's a little too much for them, too. They are not privy to the internet whatsoever. They are not privy to telephones. Although I believe that next year, my granddaughter, now that she's in middle school, the 11-year-old, I think I'd like to get her that telephone, the bumblebee. And it is age appropriate for kids who are that age, 12, 13. You cannot get internet access. You can program that telephone with like 5 different numbers just in case, so that you can call her and she has an after-school program, or if she's in track, or if she's in cheerleading, you know, you can get in touch with them to make sure everything's good. And it's a very age-appropriate phone. She can't text out. She could only text out on the telephone numbers that you program in there. So, you know, she'd get her aunt's number, she'd get my number, maybe she'd get Artie's number and her grandfather's number, you know. And this way she, God forbid, is in any kind of trouble, she can get a hold of us. And we can get a hold of her, God forbid, of something. Like yesterday, it was so funny. It was in the morning, and she goes to school about 7 o'clock. She has to meet the bus. And the bus comes right in front of my door, right in front of my driveway. And she was out there with her mom, and, of course, my big guys were out there as well. So she crossed the street, and this has really never happened before, but the big guys, my big dogs, they decided to cross with her. So they did. And as she's going on the bus, they decide that they're going to go on the bus as well. Well, when you see my dog, they do look threatening. They're not threatening at all. They're very gentle and kind. However, they're huge. And they do take up a lot of real estate, folks. But anyway, the bus driver was passing out because he didn't like dogs. He was petrified of dogs. And he's petrified of little dogs. So you can imagine how he was crapping himself with these two gigantic dogs of 250 pounds each coming on his bus. So my poor granddaughter is turning all colors because now, you know, at this age, it's all about the, oh, my God, oh, my God. I don't want to be embarrassed. You know, I want to do everything right in front of my friends. So she's shushing them off the bus, and they just sit there, and they just look at her. Her poor mom had to get out of the car and literally take them by the collar and get them off the bus. I thought that was so cute. I'm watching the whole thing from the window, and I'm hysterical laughing. I am absolutely hysterical. My granddaughter didn't find that too funny when she came home. She kind of hollered at them, Harley, Diesel, what did you do? You can't go to school with me. I love you, but you can't go to school with me. Come on. Anyway, folks, our number here today and for future reference is 800-930-2819. And you could always reach the station with that number. And you could always call in for a free reading. And we'd love to hear from you because Artie and I do love to do readings. It's our forte. And we are good at it. I'm not saying that to build myself up or anything. It's just I know when I connect with spirit, it's a positive connection, and it's a big connection. But it seems to me that we're at a time, folks, and I would love to wish all my Jewish friends a very happy and healthy new year and a blessed one to come. And I wish for world peace, of course, and in the Middle East especially. I wish them all peace there, and I hope to God that this next coming year can be better for all of us and all the terrorism crap goes away. I pray that every single day. And I hope all of you that are not Jewish, the same thing, a beautiful year. And we love you here at the station, and we love doing this, and we love speaking to you every single week. And we hope to God that you continue to listen and call in. And I just want to say to you, have a beautiful, blessed week. And we really, really miss you. Bye.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show. Tune in. to the Angels and Answer Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com. Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com. We'll be right back.